This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, got a sign. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over. Welcome to episode 296 of Fourth and John. I'm Dale Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn. And we're just doing a little post-game. It's football. It's not the real preseason. So we're talking about the post-game pod. You know, during the week, they had a great bunch of joint practices. So Eagle fans were eager to see some first-teamers, but... you know, the Browns are sitting their first string, so the Eagles decided to sit their first string. It was raining pretty hard earlier this morning. To me, I'm totally cool with that. I've seen enough from the first team. For me, it's really about finding the gems in the back end of this roster. You really have to find these depth guys, and in order to find these guys and see what they do on the field, you have to play them. You have to play them. So. Right off the bat, I'm pretty excited with what I've seen. Are you echoing the same sentiments here?
You are preaching to the choir here, Gail, because I feel the exact same way. I went into this game not really expecting what we were going to see as far as how many answers we were going to have solved today. And, you know, with the first team not playing, that kind of takes a little bit of the wind out of your sails. You wanted to at least see one series or whatever. But honestly, like, the positives I take away from this, think about how strong the second and third team offensive line was the entire game. This offensive line has depth. And the more and more I think about this offensive line depth, the less and less Andre Dillard really seems like a crucial asset to have on this team. And I think really becomes a tradable piece, man.
Whoa.
I'm just saying, I'm coming out firing early, Gail. And, you know, just the rest of the team performing well. I mean, Devin Allen with that nice touchdown. There was a lot of takeaways here from these bubble guys that, I mean, Deion Kane, he was the guy that I was joking about with my friend earlier. And I was just saying, you know, he's been on the practice squad for the past, you know, few years, just trying to break through and get a spot. And, dude, balled out today. He had a really good game.
You know, his quarterback, you know, some may have their thoughts about Gardner Minshew, but Gardner Minshew played an effective game. That one throw down by the goal, I know he'd like to have back, but I think overall, Gardner Minshew had a solid game today. Definitely showed out. I mean, we're just talking about execution, and right down the field, the offense moved. But talking about moving, I have to give credit to, for Jason Kelce for finding his guy. And I feel like Cam Jurgens needs to be speaked about in a way. I'm not, you know, I got some heat from someone like, hey man, can we stop anointing Cam Jurgens as next Jason Kelce? He's a Jedi in training, and he was chosen by the Kelce one. So I mean, I feel like overall, Cam Jurgens showed up, man. Like, this is his movement skills again. This is the second game in a row where you're excited to see him get to the second level. You're excited to see him put people on their backs and throw people out of the club. It's your second round pick holding his own on his second preseason game. He's not seasoned by any means yet, but he's playing like a seasoned veteran.
Yeah. He's showing all the attributes you want to see this early on in his NFL career. And then you just couple that with the fact that he is in no immediate rush to be playing right away. He has Jason Kelce in front of him, a Hall of Fame center that he gets to learn from for this entire year. And, you know, Kelce, I think, has said he's probably going to hang it up after this year. But it seems like he is a great guy to pass the baton to, man. He has all of the similar attributes, the way he's able to swing outside. Dude, for him to be the center and then swing all the way outside and be the lead blocker on some of these runs is just insane. He's got great speed, and his ability to get through holes and find the guy he needs to block is tremendous.
I mean, a former tight end, he's got the movement skills. I mean, it honestly, you know, just seeing that he was handpicked, that makes me feel good. Makes me feel good. And people are already in the chat saying, you know, Kelsey should be part of the, you know, evaluation squad. You know, imagine him being a part of the front office. That would be pretty amazing.
I would love to see Kelsey stick around after he leaves as a player.
Now you mentioned Andre Dillard about trading him. I for one, I'm kind of like if you don't got the right trade, don't trade him to trade him. If you're using value, if you need value on the back end, you know, just in case someone goes down, because LaRaven Clark was playing like that's a Raven again today. I wasn't really pleased with what I saw from him. So, you know, I like to keep him for a little bit longer. But I mean, we saw Kareem Hunt talk about trade. Like, I don't know about that trade happening.
Yeah, dude, I tell you what, this is something I was talking about earlier, was it really is, I feel like, a disservice. As I look at how strong this offensive line is, year in and year out, we are continually one of the top offensive lines in the league. And that's obviously because of the work of Jeff Stoutland and how he's able to coach these guys up. But it is a disservice that if we have such a strong offensive line, we should have a really strong running back to back that up. And I think that Miles Sanders is a really strong running back when he's healthy. But to have a guy that could be like a Kareem Hunt, that could be just a bell cow type guy behind an elite offensive line, think about what you could do with something like that, man.
Sounds like you're not going to let it go, F.
I'm not going to let it go. I think that this offensive line deserves an elite running back. That's what I think this offense is primed for.
I mean, on paper, it sounds great. Like teaming up a power back like Kareem Hunt with this group would be
ask any pretty offensive lineman what kind of play they would like to be doing. They love run plays, man. They want to keep on just driving the ball down the field through the run.
Well, talking about the running game here, let's talk about Boston Scott showing up early. You know, he started the game, 10 carries, 33 yards. Mm-hmm. Boston Scott has always been – he's been a constant force, you know, consistent force, whether it's be at his size. You know, there's no size issues here with him. But, like, he's still bringing his game today to the table. That was – you know, he's been out for a little bit, comes back. I mean, he looked fine today. Yeah. Followed up by Kenny Gainwell. 11 carries, 46 yards. Gainwell, you know, coming in for that second coming off the bench. I felt like he looked just as good as Boston Scott. Yeah. Made the guy miss in space. I love that. Again, we got a little pick your poison in this backfield. Obviously, not the power back Ev we're talking about. But
no.
What did you like from Boston Scott in?
I think that Boston Scott and Kenny Gainwell both possess the same sort of thing where they are great change of pace type guys, but they're not the every down back what I am after. But for what they are, I think they are tremendous assets to have in this offense as a second and third running back. I mean, these are guys that you can lean on. And when you think about depth and rotating guys in, and God forbid, if there's any injuries down the line, we have a stable full of running backs that can pick up the slack if we need them. But with that being said, man, I to be honest with you, I've seen enough of Huntley at this point. I'm not in on the Huntley train.
I mean, like if they're looking
selling all my stock.
I mean, if you're just looking for a guy to play special teams.
DeAndre Torrey, though.
DeAndre Torrey had some
wiggle. I liked DeAndre Torrey.
I did like what I saw. It's still early. I'd like to see more.
I want to see more out of and Kennedy Brooks as well. I thought Kennedy Brooks did okay, but I would like to see some more out of DeAndre Torrey because just his acceleration and his cutting. I mean, I think there's a lot more there that we can crack open.
Now, shout out to the people in the chat, Eagle fans.
stay on this team. It'd be midday. They're ready to talk about the Eagles.
Daniel's checking in all the way from Sweden, man. He's thankful that we're on early.
What does your wide receiver look like right now? If I'm I still, like I said, I want the back end guys. I want them to fight for this roster spot, like making the band. I want them to sing for their bed, like bro. Like I could take six wide receivers with one specifically playing special teams. We saw Devin Allen, who pretty much like I said, I went to one of the practices. I didn't see much from Devin Allen. Hasn't really shown much. The biggest highlight that I saw at camp was him running sprints after practice. And I felt so bad that I didn't even post it because I was like, I don't really want to play mans like that.
Are you trying to say like that touchdown?
That's not what I'm out here to do. But today he showed. Huh?
I was saying, What's are you that? Trying to say that touchdown today was Mac Hollins-esque? That one deep touchdown by Mac Hollins, throws on the backpack, everybody gets on the hype train. Is that what you're saying? Or do you think that there's something?
No,
more
I think I thought he did enough to get looks from other teams. Like we're talking about making your arrival point. Like what your initial play that gets another team to, because he might not make this team. So for him to make a play and showcase that speed, as this is really why he's on the team. It showed up today, and I'm not making it. It was a great play. So
you're saying in making the band, we're trying to get a team that's in sync, and really he's auditioning for the Backstreet Boys. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, keep on the back end.
I'll see myself out. So.
I like when players show up. When it's time to show up, you have to show up. The lights are on. It's game time. You got to show up, and he showed up for that.
I'll tell you one thing that is very interesting out of this wide receiver room is there's one guy that continually works his way down the depth chart. Mr. 1-8 on this team, man, the more and more I see these guys, like you got guys like Deion Kane making plays today. You got guys like Greg Ward's been absent this preseason. Now that I think about it, am I not up to date on my medicals?
Yeah, I was lagging a little bit.
I was saying that Jalen Hurts is a guy that is working his way down the depth chart right now, as all these other wide receivers are performing well. Do you think that there's any possibility? We've talked to Tank before, and he said that guys in the front office will keep guys that are higher draft picks simply based off of that. Do you think that there's any possibility? I think we have better wide receivers on this team than Jalen Reagor, if I'm being real with you, man. If we take away the value of them when you drafted them, I think there are 5 to 6 better wide receivers on this team than Jalen Reagor.
I mean, I think there's part of his skill set that does show up that they see more of it on a daily basis, not the average fan. So there's a reason why he is getting those reps when you see some of the wide receivers go out. I feel like in theory, stretching the field, having a field stretcher, he can do that. Also punt return, not saying he's the be all to end all, but you're just talking about guys on the back end who can do certain things. So if he can play slot, outside, punt return, I mean, you still have a guy for a depth piece, but at the end of the day, Deion Kane, like these other wide receivers offer other things. Like Pascal, guaranteed making this roster.
Yep.
I like his size. I like his consistent ability with his hands. I think he's a guy that shows up. Deion Kane showed good rapport with Minshew today. What does that mean? He's a guy that we were wondering if he makes this roster. Again, he showed up. The back shoulder fade was nice. But Britton Covey, Britton Covey. What we still want to see more from him as a wide receiver as well.
Hasn't done enough for me, Britton Covey. I'd like to see him more in the I'd like to see more of the returns if we're going to have him as a, he makes the team as a wide receiver specifically for a special teams ability. But I agree with you. I don't know, man. I stand on the point, though, that I think that Jalen Reagor, if you're looking at all these other guys on paper, I think that there's other guys that deserve to make the team over him.
Interesting. Now, Greg Ward is another guy in the mix that we haven't seen much of this season. And again, you're trying to figure out, like, what do these guys do best? Who deserves a roster spot? That's why I think you could keep six, technically. Kristen Chastis, I think we need to play Kane a bunch more next week so we can actually entertain the thought of maybe trading Reagor and a pick for Hunt. Interesting. Shout out to Tim. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Obviously, it's a Sunday. You could be going to church right now. You could be
who's going to a 4:30 church service, man?
Hey, man. Have you ever been to Black Church? The services go long. Okay. let's see. Darren says that he thought that Kane looked good. You know, Trevor's in here checking in from South Florida.
What's up, Trevor?
Interesting. AJ is loving your Instinct reference.
I don't know about that.
I also wanted to shout out the Concepcion family. Shout out to Prime.
Yeah.
And Wifey.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, you know. Mal is actually on vacation. Shout out to Tank. Tank's up in Allentown doing a show today.
Nice.
Big Tank.
Nice.
Anthony with chimes in here. I would fake an injury for Allen and stash him.
Okay. Interesting.
Put some water on the floor in the Eagles cafeteria.
hide him on the pup list. I mean,
my neck and my back.
I guess I could see it happening, but like again, I stand by the point that you know I would rather just try and move Reagor and have Devin Allen make the team than do something like that.
Now Todd says, didn't get to watch much of the game. How did Milton Williams look today? I really, you know, I was hoping to see a little bit more push up the field. Obviously, you know, I'm not gonna, you know, I would love to see Jordan Davis like destroy one of their linemen just for the hell of it. I was looking for some of those reps. I was like, all right, is, you know, a couple plays they threw outside. Like, I would love to see a little bit more push up the middle.
Go ahead.
I did see Kyron Johnson get in there.
Yeah, he did.
Off the edge.
Of the beginning of the game and, you know, the guys on the that started out. I don't know, man. The defense did not really have the best day today starting out the game. I thought that the Browns moved down the field pretty easy. I think that we have some room to improve there. We've been hearing so much success about the Eagles defense this offseason that I think that one little bad slip up is not going to be the end of the world.
No, I see people in the comments all the time, timeline, you're like, this, you know, the missed. I mean, there was missed tackles out there. I will be honest. There was missed tackles out there. This is really what preseason is all about. I mean, like you're ironing out the kinks. Some of these guys don't get enough reps. But you talk about, Amadi. I'm gonna give shout outs to Amadi because he came in there, was putting in work, man. You seen him all over the place.
Yep.
He's like, yo, I'm getting me a roster spot, whether you like it or not. I thought your boy Josh showed up again. You know, I think he's a Bama guy. He's been there, done that. He's come in and showed out.
He's netted overall positive. He did have a couple slip ups today though. That I know on one run and play he should have definitely
contained.
Yeah, he
contained.
Tart.
My thing is
Feast with Pete talking about Tart. He showed up today
on the fourth down and one, right?
Yeah, yeah, he showed up a little bit. Andre Shasher. That's such a tough last name to say, dude.
Shasher. I'm not even sure how you say that one. I actually listened during the game. I was like, okay, how do they pronounce his name?
It's a tough one. But I thought that he actually showed up and played pretty decent today, man.
Mr. Walker says Job is having a good preseason. He states that. Again, for me, it's just really about the back end guys, man. Like, you really got to find these dudes, like, fill them out. We got Mark, the resident Ducks fan. Shout out to his alma mater. I didn't know he went to Oregon.
Of course, bro. I was a huge fan.
No, no. I didn't know.
Amati. Yeah.
Amati.
Yeah.
Mark go to Oregon?
Shashari.
Shashari. That sounds like if you were going to have some food. I know it's early in the show. We don't normally talk about food, but put some shashari on it. I thought like a lot of people, I was watching, you know, comments over the timeline talking about Gannon, get him out of there already. I was like, bro, it's the second preseason game.
Yeah.
Either my thing is they're really not going to show you anything. The defense is you just zone it out. You could play some man here, but I mean, I'm just saying at the end of the day, you're really not going to show too much. And I don't want them to show too much.
And
like,
think
just
about how dominant we were out there in the small sample size we saw with the first team in the previous game. Like we were firing on all cylinders. So the fact that the backup guys, they did get worked a little bit. But like you said, this is the time to iron out those kinks. I'm not going to go crazy over Jonathan Gannon in the second preseason game when he has got backups getting beat. That's, you know.
Now, Daniel says, what about QB3? A lot of people, I think it's Reed Sennett.
Yeah, it's Reed Sennett, in my opinion.
Carson, I think he
they don't see nothing in him, man. They're going to give him 3 minutes at the end of the game to sit around and kneel on the ball. They don't trust Carson Strong at all.
I think I'm wondering, is he picking up this offense as fast as they want him to? Ed Kratz, he said, I asked Sirianni why QB Carson Strong did not play versus the Jets. His answer was no particular reason. We have two more games and some joint practices for him to get some more reps, but that's just the way the reps shook out that game. Mm-hmm. Now we're going into the second game. I was almost about to put a meme with a milk carton with a missing person, Carson Strong, but I was like, he hasn't done enough to deserve anything to get a meme yet. So like, I felt, you know, maybe we see him in the last end of this fourth quarter. We did, you know.
But if we're handing out an award for most improved performance between game one and game two, that might be the Reed Sennett Award, if I'm being real. I mean, Reed Sennett, I think, had a much better game than he did. Like, after the first preseason game, I came away from that. I was like, he did not show me a single thing that tells me why he should be QB3. I'll tell you what, today he had some decent plays. He was running the ball somewhat efficiently. He was able to get a first down. And, I mean, he connected with Devin Allen deep downfield. Like, that showed me something.
Yeah, I mean, but the one thing he has showed up in practice, like he has showed up in practice, and that was where, to me, that was a shocker for me. I was like, all right, well, he's actually making his presence known a little bit. The preseason game was a little iffy, but he comes back with a decent performance today. So it's Sennett season.
Sennett
for now. Now we love to, you know.
They're talking about your boy looking not so Raven. I mean, Clark Lawrence is good. Saying that Clark looked good.
He missed some blocks, dude. I'm just saying, okay, for him to be considered like the anchor after Melata, like the next guy in line to, like, yeah, Diller can play. Not Diller. What's his name? Brain is going dead right now.
Well, you broke up.
I'm just being honest. I'm not feeling.
Yeah, you're not feeling Raven, man. I feel you.
Oop.
Jack, I'm feeling some Jack behind Isaac Seumalo, no? This guy's connections all over the place.
Man, my internet is lagging, bro.
Yeah, I can tell.
Man. Can you tell?
I can tell. Anyway,
just like talk amongst yourself.
We're able to hear,
okay?
Yeah, I'm what was your thoughts on Jack Anderson, man? That was my next point. I thought we've heard a lot of complaints about Isaac Seumalo, you know, through Tank. You know, he's had his concerns watching him in practice. I thought Jack Anderson held up his end all right today. No,
he's been all right, man. He's missed the cut, right? Again, like the first.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You missed a couple blocks on there on a they got some pass rush up I think it was the middle, and I was like, all right, who was the lineman that messed up on this play? And I was like, I think that's Anderson. So again, I'm not going crazy right now. I still need to see more, but overall I really want to see more. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I am like, I feel like you are down, much more down on the offensive line performance today than I am. I don't personally think they did as bad as you're making it out to be. Personally,
saying like in terms of like when I watch a preseason game, there's things that I'm looking for specific things. Like, you know, some people are like, I just want to see him win a game. Like, nah, I'm looking for specific plays from certain players that I feel like deserve a roster spot. So like, if they're not like holding up to their end of the bargain, I'm like, as a back end of the roster guy, like there's these plays that you have to be making where I could be like, all right, you're cool, you're not cool. You know what I mean? Like I have to feel good about holding a roster spot for a guy who's actually showing up and making plays.
Yeah.
And I mean that's what it is. Like,
you can't have him being spotty like your internet. That is what you need.
I'm trying my best here today. You know, it's preseason. It's not a regular season pod right now. This is preseason. There's preseason Wi-Fi right now, but it's all good. You know, sometimes you gotta overcome. Joe asks, and why isn't Kennedy Brooks getting any ticks? I mean, he did get some, he got some love last game. I think they're actually trying to find out, you know, who else is on the back end of this roster. What do they got? What's his name? The running back that we, from North Texas. I mean, I'm actually kind of glad I got to see him today.
I am too. That's what I'm saying.
He did show me something.
Yeah. His little bursts and his cutting ability. From the moment he touched the ball for the first time, I was like, "Oh!" I was like, "I wasn't expecting to see this type of saison this so late in the game, man."
Oh, Boston Scott was on the sideline going a little ham.
Do you think, like, I can't help but shake the idea that ever since Darren Sproles was so effective, that I feel like they've just been going for Darren Sproles prototypes, man. They love themselves a 5'7", 5'6", 5'8", running back that could just hide behind the offensive line. Am I looking too much into that, or do you see the same thing I'm seeing?
No, I mean, that's the first thing that I thought right away. I was just like, dude, like, do they always find the nice short running backs?
They love them, dude.
They
love them.
They're kind of undefeated in that category, finding these short running backs.
I mean, they do have their misses, the Wendell Smallwoods, Donald Pumphreys of the world. but J.R. Plant is coming in here talking about Reed Blankenship. Dude, I am honestly liking me some Reed Blankenship. He's able to find his way around the ball. He's did all right in tackling, I thought.
No, I mean, he came up and made some plays, you know, at the end of the day. Like, it's for what he's trying to do and try to make this team. He's got to make some plays. I thought he could have had an interception, though.
Yeah. But, you know, Tart could have had that interception at the end of last season. That's what everybody's all was all up in arms about in the playoffs, I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think just singling out a single play is what I'm saying. If he's consistently showing me that he's getting involved in plays, that's showing me something.
I mean, in practice, he's looked pretty decent. I mean, mm-hmm. you're talking about where he's at the back end showing up.
Showing up more than Kayvon Wallace.
I mean, he had a couple tackles, a couple plays. I was like, okay, Kayvon. But again, I know people have talked about him being spiced on the timeline recently. They're like, bro, just show up. I got a text this morning. Shout out to Zach. He was like, oh, Kayvon Wallace season. I'm like,
yeah.
I was like, just show up. Just show me something, and I'll be okay. Feast with Pete says it was the tackling. Hey, man, at the end of the day, man, like, I still am not, like, super if I'm not going to be on a scale of 1 to 10, where am I at with the safety position? Like, how am I feeling? Talking about back end, like, behind our starters, I'm probably at, like, a 5.
Yeah, all right. I was going to say, like, a 6, 6.5.
I need something.
That's definitely one of the weaker positions.
Now, Jock Talk says it was Cleveland commentators so much, and seeing Kevin Stefanski so much, I'm going to see him in my dreams. He had to listen to the Cleveland commentators.
I tell you what, in Philadelphia, you weren't missing much, man. This is brutal, man. I can't stand this crew.
Which crew?
The crew that we had today, Ross Tucker and.
Wow, bro! Dude, come on, man. Ross Tucker has showed up to 4th and John tailgates, man.
He's a huge fan of Ross Tucker.
I mean, you should take a trip to the bathroom as we speak.
I mean, I'm just saying the commentators. Yeah.
Wow, this guy. Wow, this guy. So Daniel says, who's the grumpy guy sitting on his ass at the sideline after missing tackling the Browns QB run? It was Job. I think I might have missed that.
Yeah, I missed that one as well. But I did see a hell of a block by Spuds out there today. You see Dave Spatero blocking the field guy.
Spatero is a professional. Like, the fact that he can check somebody and not even pause.
Yeah.
No stutter. No. Get out of the way.
Dom came in for the cleanup afterwards.
Nice. I'm a professional. Now, Todd from the Dirty South is checking in. He's saying, I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of worried about the backup QB spot.
I think that's a fair worry, to be honest, Todd. Gardner Minshew.
In which way? Which way are you worried?
Beyond Jalen Hurts. I really am not. I think that Gardner Minshew has regressed, honestly. And recently, like, he showed me something to potentially earn a QB3 spot. But if I'm being real, like, if Jalen Hurts goes down, I'm not confident in any of these quarterbacks.
I mean, after today's performance, it's not like I was like, oh, I'm super. I mean, I did like the back shoulder fades.
I don't know, man. I'm being real. I don't think that.
But, I mean, how are we supposed to do wow by second string QB in preseason?
Listen, man. I just know that what Minshew shows me is something that isn't consistent. And if I don't know which Minshew I'm going to get, there's going to be sometimes he has some decent plays. I feel like most of the time it's been pretty direct, though, man. I'm not going to lie. Especially this year. I think he's taking a step back.
All right. Mark
he's
says,
not Josh Rosen. Sorry.
Mark says, you think Howie makes any moves for the season? I think they're sniffing around. I mean, if they want to revisit that Chuck Clark move, they're trying to get a safety in here. I don't know. You know, overall, I'm just like, you know, if there's a move to be made, I feel like at this point in time, the Eagles have shown that they're interested in making some type of move.
They seem very They keep on showing up in running back trades as well, is what I'm noticing. I mean, we had that talk about Josh Jacobs a few weeks ago, and there was the rumors. People started talking about Kareem Hunt, and now I'm seeing today, what was it, Madison?
Madison.
Yeah,
from Minnesota.
I'm saying
Madison's nice. Madison's not bad.
He is, but the consistent position that keeps on popping up to me is the running backs. And so it seems to me like he's really trying to add something into our stable there, which hopefully, you know, is something that I'm looking for. One of these guys that can be a bell cow type. Hunt, man, he'd be something in this offense.
Now Scott chimes in from Facebook. He says, every team has a worry about their backup. I mean, yeah, I mean, I believe that, you know, I mean, some positions are more scary than the other when your backups are kind of ass. Mm-hmm. Like if you have I'm not going to say I'm the only backup positions I'm really concerned about right now. I'd have to say safety. I'm not as concerned about QB as I am about safety.
Okay.
Like I feel
anywhere
like
anywhere on the offensive line.
I feel like you can give me a couple games with Minshew if I need. But on the offensive line, I mean, like, I like Sua Opeta, you know, behind Tuamalu. I think, you know, I think we got some. I think Driscoll is a good interchangeable piece. I feel good there. Left guard is
Cam Jurgens, obviously lighting it up as backup center. At all there.
I'm not really concerned about an offensive line at all. I think, say, if we're talking about back end of the wide receiver, concerned. Lawrence says he's concerned about left tackle.
Has anybody pumped their concern on the punter position? I know that going into this preseason, we were up in arms about
the punter.
Aaron
Sipos?
Yeah.
Hey, no, I'm not.
People too. All right, cool.
So if Lawrence is saying that he's concerned about left tackle, well, if there's Dillard here, how could you be concerned? As he's a pretty solid backup. I mean, we just mentioned on the last podcast that Matt Pryor is the starting left tackle for the Colts.
Yeah,
but if you ask Big Tank, I'd love to see Tank in the Dillard go at Dillard. It.
Yeah.
I'll show you pudding. I'll show you pudding.
I mean, it's a fair concern. You just got to hope that Jordan Mailata is able to stay upright. That's nothing you can always, you know, bank on for a full season, though. He is Superman, as Scott puts it, though.
Yeah. Cody says, I think cutting Tart would be a mistake due to lack of safety, though. I think, again, he's a guy coming in here learning your system, veteran. Maybe it's taking a little bit longer to learn it. But if you give him some time, perhaps he comes in and shows you something. I'm hoping.
I agree with Cody's sentiment that I think that we're too thin in the safety position that I don't think that we can just go willy-nilly cutting these safeties. I think that we really need another evaluation next week.
Now, Jock Talk says, what do you think is going on with Carson Strong?
Just based off of his play time, you know, you brought up that quote and you said how people were concerned about him not getting much action in the first game. And they were expecting, you know, there's still the two more preseason games and some joint practices to get reps. I don't know, man. I think that what they're seeing in practices is definitely kind of saying it without saying it. I think that Carson Strong must not really be showing much. You look at his stats in college. I mean, throwing wise, it was great, but I mean, he's slow, dude. He gets sacked a lot. And I think that he's had a lot of injuries because of it. I just don't think that I'm not sure if he's not learning the system well enough or if it's his ability that is just taken, you know, is becoming more relative to the NFL than the college.
I know this is the stat you were riding on his rushing yards.
Yeah. Negative 200 and something.
To keep on par with that, he was negative 2 yards rushing today. So yeah. I saw that stat. I was like, everyone would be pleased with this. I think Carson Strong, like if he was showing out in practice right now, he would be talking about Carson Strong in these games right now. Like, he would be the focal point of getting showcased. I think it's – I really feel like, you know, getting on the field, it's a big deal. Like, they have to trust that you can run the offense the way they want it to be run.
Yep.
Because you're also – it's – you think it's about Carson Strong, but it's also about the totality of the whole group. A lot of these guys are trying to get looks. Like, right. So if a back into the roster or wide receiver is trying to get looks, they want to see this offense flow. They want to see these guys get their targets. If a guy comes in and is not performing well, I mean, it's just not.
But that's that too, of what you're saying, is kind of just more so proving the point that if they know that, like, hey, we want to see for real about these back end wide receivers, so we want to throw out a legit arm that we know that we can trust, that we can get an honest evaluation for these wide receivers. That to me is telling me that they know what they have in Carson Strong, and they know that they can't send him out there to be that legit arm. That's writing on the wall to me, man.
Well, I think in terms of being a developmental project, then that's what it is. I mean, that's what it looks like. I mean, the fact that you know, if you can stash him on a practice squad and him be able to, like, you know, develop him there, you know, you just don't want him to get plucked. I know they can protect some players, but I feel like, you know, if it's a guy that they feel like they can develop, then, you know, they'll make the time to develop him.
Jack Talk wants to know, did Dean get hurt? I'm checking in on the medicals right now, and I got to tell you that it, everything is looking good. We were just taking, you know, a nice, healthy scratch type day.
Shout out to Daz Deal. He says, okay, let's be honest here, boys. Gannon, not going to cut it. I think it's early, man, my guy. Like, I feel like very early to say that.
But
there's got new pieces.
There is a backup plan. There is a plan.
I mean, there's a backup plan. So, but I feel like really too early to be saying that he can't cut it second game in the preseason.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But if there is a pattern that exists throughout the early part of the season, I don't know, man. I think that moves could be made.
Todd says, like, right now I'd rather have Cam Newton over Gardner. Spark notes. Cam Spark notes Newton.
Can you imagine his, like, we complained enough about tweets. Like, I'd have to, like, pull out my hieroglyphics textbook.
Wingding. He tweets in wingdings. I think Cam doesn't, even though Cam would be a backup, I don't think he sees himself as a backup.
Yeah.
Cam Newton is a, wasn't he an MVP at one point?
He was an MVP, and then he was afraid to dive on the ball in the Super Bowl.
Interesting. Bob says, start Minshew. I'll start Minshew the next year. I don't need to see any priest. I don't need to see. Well, Bob's saying, I need
Bob more clarification. Is that a start Minshew in the regular season, Bob, or is that a start Minshew next game? Because those are two different wavelengths.
Yeah. Shout out to Carmen. He says Juergens is a beast. So
yeah, he's a beast.
Hopefully you enjoy this meme, Juergens. I mean, Carmen.
Young Padawan.
Seamlessly. If this is the case, obviously two preseason games. This isn't the full season, but the movement skills has got to. I'm talking about him getting to the second level as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sealing some of these dudes off, getting to the linebackers. I like that, man. I like that.
I'm feeling like Bob doesn't believe in Jalen Hurts.
I think he's faith.
I'm loving what I'm seeing out of Hurts ever since the pads came on, man.
I don't think Bob is a Hurts season guy.
I don't think he is. I don't think he's got the hat.
But I appreciate you stopping by, Bob.
Yes.
And giving your.
I hope he changes your mind, Bob. I hope he changes your mind.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I mean, preseason, people get riled up, you know. Like, we got a good opportunity to see some guys that needed to showcase their talent. For me, again, like a guy like Deion Kane, another guy into the mix to, like, all right, who's that back into the you know, the wide receiver core guy. Who's that guy that's going to show up? I mean, Devin Allen made a play. Devin Allen made a play.
Yeah.
Defensively, I'm trying to think of who stood out. Like,
Andre Chacharay. I got to pull the pronunciation back up again, but I do think that he had a good day today. I think he's had a good camp so far, as far as one of the back end DBs, and also
that play down by the goal line was nice.
It was, and he also has the ability to play safety as well. So I'm just throwing that little nugget in there. I wouldn't mind, you know, seeing a little bit of him at safety this next game. Why not? Sprinkle it in. See what we got.
Little Chacharay on it. Put a little Chacharay on it. Your boy Josh played well. Josh Joe played for, I'm talking about back end guys showing up. Mm-hmm. let's see. I'm trying to think
of anyone on the defensive line that was poking through.
Kyron Johnson showed up, man. I saw some pressure there. Yeah. His cousin Drew Johnson is in the chats normally.
I saw Jacoby Stevens getting involved in some tackles as well.
Okay.
I thought he had an all right game.
Resident Georgia boy. N'Kobe was all over the field. Bob chimes back in. He says, just not ignoring a starter getting no wins against playoff teams. Playing 10 no wins, big sample size. Yeah. Mark, his guy that stood out was Amadi. We did Hugo Amadi.
Which is honestly, if you're thinking about value, like think about if we could get more out of Amadi from the J-Jaw trade than we do out of Tay Gowan in the Zach Ertz trade. Like think about the value swap there. I mean, that's just kind of funny.
Now Charles asks, is Kayvon making it? Yeah. Kayvon's making it.
Yeah.
He's making
it.
Zach says, I wish Hollywood Hearn would show up right now for a cheesesteak before I do my fantasy draft.
I wish I could mail one to you, bro. Good luck in the draft.
Yeah, what number pick do you have, Zach? It's funny, like people are concerned. Like some people that are their concerns right now, like this team, I mean, we've been watching this team for a while. I know I have. Mm-hmm. There's nothing about this team right now that makes me concerned.
No?
Like, overall concerned. Like, again, we talked about the safety position. We talked about this is Hurts make or break season. But, like, I'm not concerned right now. Like,
right. Do you think that there's any positions that we are kind of looking at and just kind of homerizing them? And we're like, yeah, we're good there. But in reality, we're kind of just putting the homer spin and, you know, might not be as strong as we think.
There might be a little homerism sprinkling on the safety position.
I think the running back position as well, man. Like if we're poking around.
Well, that's what I'm when we did our running back position group, we talked about Jordan Howard being on the bat phone. Jordan Howard is in the tub. He's waiting there with his cell phone ready.
What is the version to Jordan Howard? Like
it's because it's cheap. It's cheap and it's a cheap veteran.
That's what I'm saying. What's the aversion? I wouldn't mind. I think that what Jordan Howard showed last year in a rotational role, like he's obviously not going to come in here and be, wow, that is an interesting name. Jock Talk brings up. I doubt that the Packers would let go of A.J. Dillon and Rager wouldn't be the price tag. But that's an interesting name, A.J. Dillon. I would.
And A.J. Dillon's from my hometown. Shout out to him. I know.
You got a connection.
So that would be amazing. We were at my best friend's wedding down in the Bahamas. Little A.J. turned into gigantic A.J. that I would love. Hopefully him and his family come. His family comes to one of our tailgates, hopefully. Yeah. I'm going to invite.
I'm with Todd on this one. I think Dillon will be pretty hard to rip from them. Even though they, you know, Aaron Jones is an awesome running back.
Joe says, no Jordan Howard. It's not really up to us, Joe, but we know how they work. We know how they have guys that are right on the bat phone.
Yep.
Whenever they need them. Dad says, we need a bruiser back for those short yardage plays. Cleveland is stacked. grab D. Johnson.
That's the thing that just bothers me, man, is that, like, I would love just to sprinkle in a bit. That's what made Jordan Howard so nice, to have a change of pace big back in here. Like how I was saying, we've been trying to recreate the Darren Sproles, and we've got, like, five running backs on this roster that are, like, 5'8 or shorter. No offense to the short kings out there. I'm just saying that if we're looking for a bruiser, a guy that can break tackles, that's not it. It's not a 170-pound, 5'6 guy.
But again, when you want to pick your poison, have versatile pieces.
That's not versatile.
A guy like Boston Scott is a versatile piece down by the goal line. You talk about a guy who can get in. You're like a small dude, but he can get it. Gets his goal line target. He can't score. But
exactly, Dez. We have a Boston Scott. I'm not saying we get rid of Boston Scott. I'm saying Boston Scott is a great guy to sprinkle in down at the goal line. You know what else would be great to sprinkle in down at the goal line? A big bruiser. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, we've all been – there's, like, to me, like, is if you added, like, Hunt behind this line in this group, like we said on the last show, I said that would be a Jai on steroids type move. Like, that would incredible instant juice. Or, I mean, that is kind of like a trade you put in during closer to trade deadline, where you're trying to make a move to spice up the offense. That would be interesting.
And then there's also not as much money that you would have to pay as well, just because half of the contracts or the season's contract has already been paid by the other team. But AF, we talk AF, about
hold me down for 2 minutes as I get my my power cord.
I got you, man. We start talking about big backs, and immediately everybody starts bringing up Jordan Mailata. Jordan Mailata, he was a guy that played rugby. Listen, you give a guy a massive extension to be your left tackle of the future. Listen, on paper, it makes sense. You know, you think about guys like the Fridge that were there for the Bears that were able to just use his massive mountain of a body to pound it in short yardage situations and get touchdowns. But when you invest in a guy like that to get a touchdown, he can get hurt, man. That's not exactly a smart play, in my opinion. And Elena, I don't think I'm necessarily looking for a unicorn out here. I think that the big bruiser backs exist. We've rattled off a couple of them. I think that we just get – We invest so much in trying to find, like I said, that replica of Sproles, that every time we've brought in a big body, like a LeGarrette Blount, like a Jay Ajayi, what happened? Success.
You know how many times Blount's name gets mentioned per week by Eagle fans? He was a legend that year. He was a legend, for sure.
I mean, let's be real. But even prior to that year, LeGarrette Blount, he had some good stretches in his career, man, where he was a really solid running back. And that's because that is an NFL body. You know what I mean? Like, there's guys that are shifty and they're able to get around. But if you just have a legit big body that can break tackles, dude, it's big bodies wins. That's all it is. Strength wins.
You're trying not to, like, quote Chip Kelly while you're doing this. You're like, Big people beat up little people.
That's what it is.
I mean, like, I was watching the Super Bowl. Not that I watch the Super Bowl every week, Mike, but that run he had in the Super Bowl, that run that he had against the Chargers, that was nice. Again, it's very rare to find a big body who moves like Blount, you know, but if you can, we'll see. Yeah. Also, to shout out Mark's alma mater, also an Oregon Duck.
True. Very true.
I also like the hit he put on that dude from Boise State. Classic. It was nice.
Yeah.
It was a hit heard around the world. Marshawn Lynch is waiting for a call.
Marshawn Lynch has to – listen, I do medicals. I don't do legals, but I know that he recently got in a little bit of trouble.
He got a DUI, so that's probably
he looked pretty wasted. That mugshot.
Scott says, I like big bucks, big backs, and I cannot lie. You other brothers deny?
Can't deny, yeah.
Morris says, I was going to say, he packs a pretty punch, too. Yeah, that man, that was for anyone who doesn't know, Google the LeGarrette Blount punch. They got him kicked off the field, and he was a disgrace to some. But he came, but to us, he became like a superstar for one year in Philly. Yeah, man, it's been an interesting show,
to say the least.
Very interesting show. We're about to hit the hour mark. If you guys have any other comments in the chat, let us know. We'll try to bring them up. We don't see every single comment, but we try to. Joe says 32 teams and nobody's pulling for Jordan. I'm sorry, he said it himself. I would like to see what Kennedy Brooks have. That's all. I agree, man. Like at the end of the day, if you're trying to rework the roster, you're always trying to get younger and try not to invent the wheel that sometimes you might need a new wheel.
Yeah.
Less tread on it. You know what I'm saying?
But like to your point, Joe, you're saying there's 32 other teams. Nobody else is calling them. That was the same case last year. I mean, he was sitting around just waiting. There was another 31 different teams that he wasn't receiving a call. And then he ends the year with just under 400 yards and 3 touchdowns, which is exactly the type of production we needed out of him. I'm not saying pull the trigger on Jordan Howard right now. I'm saying if things get stale in your backfield, you know his number. Don't be afraid to call it.
I guarantee you those linemen love inside zone with Jordan Howard. Now, Mr. Mesa says, I think if Kane and Allen have another good game, they should make the roster or secure a practice squad spot. I would say a practice squad spot, if I'm being real here. Like,
do you think there's any possibility that they both could make the team? I don't think that happened.
Nah,
I think at most one of them would. But let's go through the wide receivers. We've got AJ, Devontae. You've got Zach Pascal. You've got Quez Watkins. You've got, once you get to 5-6, that's when these guys, I think, like, dude, I am standing on the point that Rager, I guess, makes the team based off of the fact of where he got drafted. But I'm not happy about it.
Yeah. Todd says, let your boy get one of those B-Doc. Hey, man, you're already in the mix, pal. We just haven't got to yet, Todd. You are in the mix for one of those. Send us your address.
Not in the chat. Not in the chat. We could do that.
Not in the chat. Yeah. DM us your address. I should bring out the poster now.
Yeah, show it off. And also, while we're on the topic of giveaways and ads and all that stuff, first of all. Yes. Very nice.
There's a little sign on the back, you know? Just so you know the love is real.
It's officially official.
Okay.
Weapon X.
You're going to blow me up like that, F?
I'm trying to show off the poster.
No, I'm playing.
Also want to bring up Philly Sports Trips at this time, man.
Yeah, shout out to Philly Sports Trips. I just got an email from him, from Vince. We are at 770 people going down there for Philly Sports Trips. If you want to go on a trip with us, we will be down there for the Washington trip. We'll also be down in Detroit for the Detroit trip. But we are kind of geeked up for the Arizona trip. That's going to be pretty amazing. So for us guys here at Fourth and John, this next month is going to be insane.
It is. It is. And like I was hearing Vince talk on 97.5 earlier this week, and he was talking about the trip down to Washington. And dude, they've already like rented out over 20 buses to bring Eagles fans down to the stadium. And just when you think about, people are probably, we're not going to be spread out throughout. There's going to be a bunch of Eagles fans taking over a section. Like, man, that's insane. Like we're going to straight up take over Washington. Hopefully the stadium stays intact.
Yeah, so if you guys are thinking about it, stop thinking about it. Make that change.
Yeah.
Get on the bus. We'll meet us down there. We'll be tailgating. And it should be a good time. It will be a good time. Did you guys see the the billboard, "We're coming for you, Carson."
It was awesome.
On 95.
Yep. Yep. He's making already his way around. He's got enough to worry about right now, man. Sam Howell's making some waves underneath of him. He's got a lot on his mind, poor Carson.
Would you, if you had the opportunity, would any of you guys in the chat, would you guys go down to the Miami if you had an opportunity to?
What, for the preseason game?
Yeah.
Are you asking the chat or are you asking me?
I mean, trying to force somebody into a trip into Miami. I don't want to force you to have a good time down there, but
it's not about that. It's just like the thought of traveling for the preseason game, you know. If it were a trip to New York, Washington, seems more reasonable. Okay. You know, you're going to go down there and you're going to be watching back end guys, man. You're not going to be watching Jalen Hurts. Just saying.
I'm telling you, these joint practices are fun.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that that's probably more fun than the games themselves.
Did you not have fun at the Jets Eagles joint practice last year?
I had a great time. I almost died from being parched, though.
Dehydration.
Yeah.
This guy was like, "Can you bring me some water? Fill up my bottle." And I'm sitting there like, these little kids are looking at me like this. These three kids look at me like, "Are you really gonna? You're really going to take all our water right now, guy?" And the guy that's giving out the water is looking at me like, "Bro, come on, man. You're really doing this?"
Like, fourth and Hans dehydrated, bro. Come on.
I said, "My guy Evan over here, he's a part-time camel in his former life." So I'm like, okay. Okay.
Yeah. No, that was a great time, though. It was a great time. You get to see, you know, just different matchups and a closer look. And also just how the team gels. Like you can really see if there's chemistry being built in these practices.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we are getting to that hour mark. If you guys have any other things you want to bring up, let me know. Besides bad medicals, F
medical expert over here, man.
Evan Hearn.
I was trust a lifeguard the medicals. In my first job.
Were you a lifeguard?
My first job. I was a lifeguard.
You can swim like that?
I can swim like that. I was actually just talking. The lifeguard training is actually kind of wild. What you have to do. They try and drown you because the instinct is to just get above water. And so in training, they try and drown you while you try and save somebody.
I feel good about if we ever go, since we are going on a trip. Yeah. If I jump in the pool, I know Evan.
You're safe. Yeah.
I've known Ev for 6 years.
Yeah.
I've never. No,
yeah. Yes, sir.
Feel good. Feel good about myself. But you know what I also feel good about is these Eagles. Again, like it's preseason game number two. It's not the regular season. This is an opportunity for the team to get better, the team to find the back end of the roster guys, trying to get these guys to you know, showcase their talent, man. Like Make big plays. This is what it is at the end of the day. It's about making plays when no one else is making plays. It's yep. how do you show up and shine? So it's the second game of preseason. I feel good, man.
I feel good as well. There's really not any way you could feel bad about the first team for this Eagles. It's when you know you start to see a little bit of the hiccups in the second and third team, but this is the time to work out those kinks. Like we're taking advantage of hiccups on the other side of the ball as well. You have to understand that everybody is ironing out these kinks in the preseason. So mistakes are going to happen with the back end of the roster guys. You know, to answer Daniel's question, I think that is, you know, pretty open-ended, but just a few guys that I think that, you know, probably end up not seeing the regular season. I think Jason Huntley is one of those guys that has probably, you could see some action from him next week, but I think his days with the Eagles are numbered. And, you know, the Carson Strong experiment, I don't think is going to be a very long lived experiment. I sent him a recipe that Feast with Pete did for some garlic bread He was adding a little bit of crab meat in there. It's interesting. But you know, I was just trying to give him some activities to do in case, you know, the ultimate demise happens.
So they're asking for the next five guys that might get cut. Maybe Cameron Tom. Let's see. Jared Williams, maybe.
Have you seen enough of Tay Island?
He's shown up. He had that smart play on the pushing the corner out, pushing the wide receiver out of bounds on that one play. Preseason game, he came up with a play down by the goal line. Play wasn't over. Pushed the ball out. I thought that was a great. He's been showing up. Made a couple plays on special teams. So I feel like he's a guy that should stick around a little bit more.
If we're looking at guys that I think potentially could be out the door sooner than later, I would look at the defensive tackles, the back end defensive tackles like Rennell Wren, Marvin Wilson, Kobe Smith. All those guys, I feel like they are going to be – they got an uphill battle with all the guys that are ahead of them. You just think about the big, beefy bodies we got in the center of that defensive line. I think that they are going to struggle to really work themselves into the mix.
Kobe Smith.
And I also want to throw out there, I've heard some negative things about a fan favorite in Dick Rod, but I mean, a nice little one-handed catch today. Am I right? Dick Rod, you know, old reliable.
Showing up.
Showing the hands. I mean, I always thought he was a reliable dude.
Did we ever – how many wins? How many wins predicted? 12 wins?
I've been on 11-6 has been my prediction for quite some time now. Nuri
says 13-4. Okay.
I think 11-6 is realistic.
Yeah, man.
What do you say? You skirting that question?
No, or? I said 12.
12?
I said I could go 11-12. You can – it's a long season, man. Like, I think it's just a matter of getting into the playoffs, man. I think that's why it's going to be exciting, man. Like, us being on the road the first couple month is going to be insane.
Pete says, y'all still here? I want to go look at two houses. It was originally going to be a short little ditty, but, you know, hour and 6 minutes in.
I mean, people got questions. We got answers.
We get all nerded up about the Eagles, man. It happens.
I mean, what are we doing on Sunday besides watching the Eagles?
I'm not Italian. I don't have gravy cooking, man.
I got to go to Wegmans.
Wegmans?
Yeah. Yeah. That's all I got to do and talk about the Eagles. Jock Talk says, what matters most is week one win. Yeah, dude. That's really – I'm just saying, like, what I was saying before is, like, getting on that that win streak, dude.
Yeah.
Building up those wins, the confidence. I mean, if you get a confident team mid-season, mm-hmm. and then we're like, we're feeling a certain type of way.
Mm-hmm.
Like we've been through it. I'm not saying that this team's going to the Super Bowl right now. I'm just saying we've seen a team build up wins, build confidence. Take over games, get involved, travel. That whole energy, that was a snowball of emotions that lasted a whole damn year. It's like
crazier things have happened, man. No, I'm totally
with you. That's what I'm saying. I'm just here so I won't get fired. You know what I'm saying? I'm here, so, I'll see you. Shout out to you, Scott. Thanks for stopping by. We do not sleep.
Me and you both have the jacked sleep schedules, man. We're both up night owls.
Yeah, I'm up here watching film at 2 a.m. for no reason. But last word from you, Ev. I mean, before we get out of here.
I just continuing to get more excited about this team and this season, man. Every week, the guys that are going out there that I'm actually going to see in the regular season continue to show me. That they have what it takes to be a part of this team. I see guys shaking the rust off everyone's looking good, man. And the vibes are right. The chemistry seems right in this team. Every, you know, you watch just little clips from practice. I'm not sure if you saw today, they had, they posted a video where they have that sign set up with the camera next to it. And they're like, you know, who would Smitty be able to lock up Darius Slay? And just like the whole team getting involved, just seeing the vibes of how everybody's getting involved. I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it. And I think we have a lot of good young talent on this team. And I really think that while I sit here and say we could go 11-6, I think that that also could be coupled with a hot run towards the end of the year, man. I think this team has a lot of potential. And I'm looking forward to see what the final 53 is looking like.
Last word for me. I mean, it's excitement right now. Super excited about what I'm seeing from this team, from the first teamers. Obviously, I'm trying to find those back end of the roster guys that make sense for this team, guys that are looking to make big plays, looking to be part of a unit and really showing out in practice. It's really about this team connecting. I feel like at this point in time, the team is connecting. I feel like the vibe is right. I feel like, you know, the maturation process of some of the younger players, you're seeing it. You know, the Jordan Mulata's of the world, Hurts in practice. He's been maturing as well. You know, there's a lot of guys that have been showing up. AJ Brown, that AJ Brown, shout out to him. He just said he's expecting a son.
Oh, congratulations.
So he's geeked up.
How about the chains too, man? The chains were nice on the sideline today.
Hey, man. I saw some chains today, and I was like, you know what? I might have to go get me a chain. I'm not a big chain wearer. I used to wear chains, but I used to wear a chain to the tailgate, but I think he jacked me for my chain. I'll have to get that back, bro.
Wow.
I got chain jacked. But yeah, man, I'm excited, man. And hopefully you Eagle fans are excited. Thank you guys again for showing up in the chat. For you real ones out there, shoot me your address. We will try to get some of these posters out to you guys. Bear with us. There's a lot of people that are hitting us up, so it's going to take some time. Yeah. But you are going to get one, and you're going to frame that, and you're going to have a good vibes for the rest of the season. But for me and the guys, see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.